Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Is it that time already? You don't look happy to see me. Psh, don't everyone welcome me back at once. All right then, just forget y'all.
Michael, are you okay? I think everyone's happy to see you back. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah, I'm fine. Just reading some of my favorite rap lyrics.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
I get it. Jameel McKay tweets, right?
Yeah,
I took
misread. And,
yeah, I got it. Okay, Michael Admire in for John Sears tonight. I'm Keith Murphy, and the hot topic, well, you can follow it at Sound Off Survey at WHOTV.com. And the question is, should the NFL still play preseason games? I realize they will continue this season, but should they continue? No. No other level does this. You don't see preseason games in high school. You don't see it in college football. You just start the season. Or yes, the NFL needs time to get ready. The teams need to get ready. I know how Mike McCarthy, Aaron Rodgers, and Packer fans would vote tonight. Michael, this is a big loss for the Packers.
Huge loss for Green Bay. And as you see there, it's a non-contact injury.
Jordy Nelson likely out for the season after reportedly tearing his ACL, though it should be pointed out, no Steeler even hit Nelson. His knee just buckled, so could have happened in practice or walking his dog. 515-282-9010, that's the number to sound off, and you can do it right now. Winning beats losing. We all know it. But win at all costs, even by intentionally losing, that's just wrong. Adults ruining sports for kids is not new. Research shows 3/4 of kids drop out by the time they're 12. 75% quit. The main reason? It's not fun. And the reason it's not fun? Overbearing adults. There's the Little League coach who thinks he's managing the 27 Yankees. There's the dad and increasingly mom reliving glory days through the kid. There's the helicopter parent who thinks the scholarship is the first step toward a lucrative pro career. I've seen all the archetypes, but that still didn't prepare me for Fred Miller. Miller had his girls tank at the Little League World Series. This would have outraged us even if we had no stake, but most think Miller had his team tank to avoid a potential rematch with Iowa. Miller denies this, but the National Little League organization and Miller's own league publicly condemn the move. It's why Miller's West team had a one-game playoff against Central Iowa. You could make the case West should have just been disqualified. After all, the players recite the Little League pledge, which includes, "I will play fair and strive to win." But many people don't want kids punished for dumb decisions made by adults who should know better. And you can bet some of the West parents knew what was going on and approved the strategy. So call it karma, call it reaping what you sow, call it Little League justice. Iowa eliminated West. Now this led Miller to go on a lengthy Facebook rant where he called out Iowa's coach, supporters, and a flawed system. Miller contradicted himself, making it clear he lost on purpose, while also pretending his girls did their best. What Miller did not do is take responsibility or address the obvious. Win, or try to win, and there's no controversy. Miller's right, the system is flawed. Run differential is stupid. No doubt other coaches keep an eye on the numbers, but they don't throw games. NFL teams that have clinched a playoff spot may rest starters. NBA teams put weak teams on the floor to go after higher draft picks. but these are professionals. And regardless the motives of the organization, the players try. As Herm Edwards famously said, you play to win the game.
You play to win the game.
A year ago, Chicago's Jackie Robinson Little League fielded a team made up of all-stars outside allowable borders. Danny Almonte once pitched a no-hitter and then drove himself home, or could have. Morris Buttermaker had short kids squat for walks, had Rudy Stein lean into a pitch so he could take a base, had Kelly Leak chase down every fly ball. Buttermaker even had Amanda ice her overused elbow in a bucket of beer. But at least Buttermaker tried to win, and he eventually figured out he was wrong. Fred Miller isn't a criminal. There's nothing unforgivable here. We're talking Little League. But Miller should have been booted, and he should not coach girls anytime soon. I just did a commentary on Little League girls tanking at the World Series. As Sheriff Buford T. Justice once said, what the hell has the world come to?
I don't know, Keith, but something needs to change. I keep waiting for the Cubs' inexperience to catch up to them, and I'm not seeing it. If the Cubs make the playoffs with four rookies as key contributors, Joe Maddon is your NL Manager of the Year. Right now, all of our football teams are undefeated. Kirk Ferentz said this is his favorite time of the year. No pressure of the games, just coaching. Ferentz and Paul Rhodes have big seasons ahead of them. Both have gotten questions about their job security and handled those questions with class. I'm polling for two good guys to win and keep their jobs. Last week, Facebook reminded me of this picture taken on my first day delivering pizzas in college. I no longer have the cargo khakis, but I do have a much cooler job. Although the cheese sticks were a nice bonus. Keith, what's your take on cargo pants?
I like all the pockets. I like to have...
You just stuff a lot of things in there.
I think Andy has something to say about, well, not cargo pants, but State Fair fashion, which you do see some cargo pants.
And that, everywhere.
And that was when Andy and I were out there, because I think we wore them. All right, let's take some calls here. We'll get started with Ed in Des Moines. Ed, are you a Packers fan?
Yes, all way back, 59.
Okay, so yeah, that's way back. So you've seen a couple of generations of Super Bowl championships and just NFL championships. How worried are you Jordy Nelson is out, probably?
Well, back when Favre and the Packers won the Super Bowl, he went through 8 wide receivers that went down. So this is no big deal. All you got to do is you're going to have the same colored jerseys, you're going to have a different number, and they're going to move in, and they're going to take the same. And Rodgers is a better quarterback through 100 games than Favre was.
I think he is better than Brett Favre.
No, he wasn't. Not after 100 games. Oh, no. You go back and look at it.
No, I'm telling you, I think Aaron Rodgers is better than Brett Favre.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Just trying to make sure you understood what I said. Rodgers is smarter with the football than Favre ever was.
That was a positive comment, but being no big deal, I mean, they lose their best wide receiver. That's a huge blow.
It doesn't end the season. It doesn't mean the Packers can't get to the Super Bowl. But Mike and Joaquin, do you see this as a big deal?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal, but it's not an any deal. So I just want to emphasize what our previous Packer fan caller just said. Just like in 96 when we lost Robert Brooks, next man up.
Well, there's only one. There's one player that the Packers can't replace. That's Aaron Rodgers. Everybody else can be replaced.
This isn't the Cowboys where they lose Dez Bryant and they're done. This is Aaron Rodgers. He's going to take the next receiver. He's going to take Randall Cobb. He's going to take Devontae Adams, and maybe Dennis is the next receiver. We got some depth, but we also have Eddie Lacy. We're not one dimensional.
Packer fans, it ain't been 24 hours. They're like, hey, next man in, we're still going to the
Packer
Super Bowl.
Fans sound a lot like Cardinals and Giants fans. When somebody goes down, they just, oh, we'll have somebody will be there to fill in the spot.
Yeah,
it's no big deal.
Yeah, it's about the G on the side of the helmet, not the man in the uniform. Time for lookalikes with a local connection, Old Spice judges. ISU quarterback Sam Richardson looks like a young Kevin Costner, according to Becky and Clive. Old Spice? Really thinking about it. Boy,
boy.
Yeah, I you could tell he didn't know which way to go on that.
It's a tough one. Sam becoming a popular lookalike choice.
Yeah, he is. He's been on a lot lately. Tracy in Des Moines writes, this guy from The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise, Tana Tolbert, looks like Michael Admire. Oh, yeah.
That guy has like a studio professional picture. Reminds like a cell phone camera picture in Seattle. Gosh, that's unfair.
You work at this television station, and his picture is far better than yours.
Better.
What's going on with that?
Guys, there's one state fair fashion that's inspiring me tonight. It's something that should be welcomed back into style with open arms. It's What's Bugging Andy next.
Time to check in with Sound Off Nation on Facebook. Jason Miltenberger talking about the softball Little League World Series. The kids just did what the scumbag coaches told them to do. It isn't their fault. Though, could you imagine if the kids rebelled and actually had played and not sat out?
Brent Henderson on the same topic. The West coach didn't owe the Iowa team anything, and if they didn't like it, they should have beat them the first time they played. I understand why he did what he did. He just took it too far.
Boy, a lot of opinions on that
back
this week.
Yep.
A million people walk through the turnstiles at the Iowa State Fair.
It's always good people watching, and that's kind of what's bugging Andy.
Guys, the State Fair is good for a number of things. Rides, food, family fun. Oh, and for witnessing the resurrection of dead fashions. On any given day, you'll find plenty of jorts, mom jeans, affliction t-shirts, wraparound sunglasses, and mock turtlenecks. But while some of those fashions seem to deserve their exile to the back of the closet, there was one other blast from the past that caught my eye. One which that I think needs to come back into style. The fanny pack. I saw plenty of those at the fair, and plenty of men wearing them with pride, people. Why did the fanny pack go out of style? Back in the early 90s, I not only rocked the fanny pack, I needed it. It held my Sony Walkman with several extra cassette tapes, pens, coins, maybe a checkbook or a day timer or some other item that doesn't exist anymore. It was my friend. And it looked cool. I mean, you want to tell me that Dwayne The Rock Johnson didn't look cool with that fanny pack hanging there like a leather fig leaf with zippers? Now, there are people laughing at this picture of the perfect practicality now, and men can't wear the fanny pack without some snide comment being thrown their way. It's one of the reasons I like to go up to the Boundary Waters so much, so I can live free and untormented with my fanny pack. It strikes me that the time is now to bring the fanny pack back into style. We need it, guys, we really do. I mean, these days, I got what? My keys, my wallet, my phone, and only two front pockets. Speaking of pockets, I feel sorry for those of you who have to jam one of those iPhone 6 Pluses into them. No, there's nothing impressive about that bulge in his pants. The alternative is this. And I think we can all agree that this is to single ladies what a flea collar is to bugs. Or there's always the man purse, and that doesn't seem to be winning a whole lot of fans either. Now, would the fashion police deny an old man his cane? Would they call out an Eskimo for wearing white polar bear fur after Labor Day? No! This is about function over form. So look, Jack, give me my fanny pack back. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Oh, he is rocking the fanny pack. How
it
many of these
good.
People are? Yeah, it looks pretty good on him. Some fanny packs, I'll bet, if you look close enough. Up next, State Fair on a stick. It's Who's in Your Five, plus we'll hear from Sam and Randy on ISU football. You can tweet at SoundOff13, Palmer for Cy, tweeting about Iowa State's expected sellouts. Pollard working his magic as always, expect a crazy atmosphere.
Brian Hill on the Jordy Nelson injury. Hate the pack, but he's a good guy. That sucks. Hashtag Bears.
Hashtag Bears just in the end there. Who's in your five? My favorite fair foods on a stick. Now, keep in mind, there are 75 foods on a stick now at the Iowa State Fair.
That's it?
Yep, that's it. Just 75. Number five, the Fair Square. Chocolate, marshmallow, malt flavor. My favorite. This is a good deal, too. It's just a couple bucks. Number four, the griddle stick. This is turkey sausage wrapped in a pancake. That's really good. Number three, the Twinkie log. That's a frozen Twinkie dipped in white chocolate, then rolled in cashews.
I'm out on the Twinkies.
No, it's really good. Number two is the classic corn dog. This is when there was one food on a stick, and it was the corn dog. And then number one, also a good deal at $2.50, the golden fried peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, my. That looks amazing.
It's
warm
good.
Peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
They too need bad to, it's over.
They need to serve that year-round, I think. All right, Randy's in Webster City. The Iowa State Cyclone Fan Fest was today. Cyclone football is 12 days away. Randy, what do you think?
Oh, I was just wondering what Keith would think on the Iowa State receivers. It seems like the offense is set up to really do good this year, and I'm hoping the defense is better, but I'm always optimistic.
Why not be optimistic? First of all, good for you. What's the point of being negative and pessimistic before a game has even been played? I mean, what's the good in that?
Exactly. And I, you know, every year I've been a lifelong Cyclone fan, hoping that they can do better. And I'm hoping for, you know, conference championship, of course, but, you know, not realistic, but just hoping for it. And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in Webster City.
Well, we look forward to being there with RVTV. Webster City does it up right. Can't wait to be there on a Thursday night. Thank you. We'll have Cyclone Fanatic and Hawkeye Nation with us this year. Ooh. The Iowa Nice Guy will be with us.
I hear Ray Gunn's chipping in.
They're doing some shirts for the 20th anniversary of RVTV. Nice. So all that should be fun. But back to the Cyclones, Michael. He mentions the receivers. This is a really good receiving core. I think Sam Richardson should be ready to have a good year. We're hearing the offensive line is better. The conference is tough. The defense is highly questionable, I think. So I just don't know. If you're a Cyclone fan, you got to feel like it'll be better than last year.
Definitely. And with the wide receivers, it all starts with the line up front. Can they protect Sam Richardson long enough for him to get the ball out? And then can he get the ball to the wide receivers? I think we'll see that. I think that he can.
Well, let's find out. Well, the Cyclones lose a player for the upcoming basketball season. We discuss that and Baylor's Art Briles next.
Time for me to show off countless hours of research while Murph just reacts in the moment. I call it Sunday. Murph calls it Sound Off.
Face Off.
This is Face Off. Got it.
Right.
Top 100 recruit Nick Niskoyak. Top 100 recruit Nick Niskoyak will not play for Iowa State. The Ames Tribune first reported multiple arrests for Niskoyak this year, including a felony. Had to end with a divorce, right?
Probably. Steve Prohm doesn't need to start his ISU era with baggage. And Niskoyak sounds like a young man who needs help. Niskoyak is so good at basketball, though, Michael. Someone will give him a chance. I just hope they get him the support he clearly needs, too.
Baylor's Art Briles has worked miracles in Waco, but it's been a bad news week for the Bears.
Yes, Briles and Baylor, they look bad. They look bad on this.
Boise State kicked freshman All-American Sam Ukwuachu off the team, and Briles welcomed him to Baylor. Ukwuachu allegedly attacked a woman at Boise State, and a jury found him guilty of raping an 18-year-old Baylor soccer player 2 years ago, which we're somehow just learning. He's been sentenced to 6 months behind bars.
The jury found Ukwuachu guilty, but Baylor's internal investigation cleared him. When has that ever happened? The burden of proof is much tougher in a courtroom. Briles said he had no idea of Ukwuachu's alleged violent past with women and that Boise State's Chris Peterson never mentioned it. Now, Peterson says he told Briles everything and in great detail. Someone is lying.
He said, and Peterson has less incentive to lie.
He does. Briles isn't the only coach who takes chances on risky players. Nick Saban just did it. But when you look the other way on a player with an alleged history of punching and choking women, you put your own students at risk. Baylor needs to investigate all of this, a real investigation, which President Ken Starr should know something about.
Briles keeping his job?
Absolutely. Briles wins, and he wins big. I've always liked him, but this is a mess. But he will keep his job mainly because he wins.
Bill O'Brien cusses a blue streak on HBO's Hard Knocks. This guy swears more than Chris Rock.
O'Brien's mom wants O'Brien to clean up his act, knock off the potty mouth, but Bill O'Brien sounds like most every football coach I ever had.
My coaches didn't cuss much. That's you, Murph.
Thanks.
A recent public polling policy on presidential candidates found 7% of potential voters support these nuts. Reagan has started selling shirts with nuts campaign slogans. Keep it together.
I'm not surprised to see Reagan throw its support behind these nuts. Many people underestimate nuts. But we've seen a smart, shrewd grassroots campaign from D's Nuts. Gosh, I'm 14 again.
Are you backing D's Nuts?
That's a personal question. I'm not going to tell you my feeling about D's Nuts.
What will you say regarding nuts?
I'd say if there's anything that captures just how far away the actual presidential election is, it would be D's Nuts.
I spoke with political insider Dave Price, and
yes,
he says D's Nuts has a really big staff.
Should NFL play preseason games? That's the sound off survey.
That's what Dave said.
Yeah. 57% of you say no.
Get rid of them.
Get rid of them. All right, let's take a couple of other quick calls here. Dave has a thought on C.J. Beathard. Dave?
Yeah, I just want to say C.J. Beathard is going to be dropping bombs on the Big Ten this year, and I'm also down with D's Nuts.
All right, thank you. Good to see support. Tiger Woods is on the mind of Sam. Tiger? Or Sam? About Tiger?
Yeah. I mean, considering this was his first top 10 finish in over a year, is he back? Or more importantly, do you think he's going to win another Grand Slam?
I think he may someday win one more Grand Slam. I don't think he's back. He still had the chip yips here. It's still mental, but he was much better. So that's good. Cheeser, you get to say one thing about the Royals. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was a pretty big comeback today, wasn't it, guys?
You got that right, Cheeser. You're
four runs in the ninth.
Hey, and Michael Admire loves the Royals.
Hey, guess where I was today?
I don't know. Where?
FanFest. Otzenberger got me some lunch. I had lunch with the Iowa State basketball chicks. He got me some chicken and rice. And, hey, we had a great time. And the chicks, they might go on a date with me and have a good time.
Oh, that, you know what, Cheeser? It's good to be Cheeser, isn't it?
Sounds like I need to go to FanFest.
Sounds like you do. All right. We're back next week. We hope you are, too.
We leave you with the sound-off, send-off, the presidential candidate you could not cast a kernel for. There was no mason jar for D's Nuts.
First name is D's, last name Nuts.
D's Nuts.
D's Nuts.
D's Nuts.
D's Nuts.
What?
D's Nuts.
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 You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.